It is no secret that college students are busy academically, socially, and many have jobs on top of all of that. And as a result, things like Top Ramen and meal replacement bars have become a mainstay of the typical college diet. Nutrition experts say time constraints are the biggest contributors to a college student's diet. And in addition to a lack of time, a lot of students don't have access to a kitchen or cooking skills or access to a car, which can lead students to cutting corners. And these eating habits can continue into adulthood, which research is now showing can lead to preventable diseases like diabetes, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this and how to change eating habits is University of Idaho Associate Professor of Nutrition and Dietetics, Cien Safaiyi-Waite. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gemma.
So, first question, is there just a general lack of knowledge about nutrition?
Well, that is yes.
You're like, yes, it is.
Yes, it is, unfortunately. But I like to look at the time of the college years as a time to, well, if you've had bad habits in high school, mm-hmm. this is a time for a fresh start in college. You're in college now. It's time to turn around your diet and get serious about, you know, what you put in your body. So...
And as we said, I mean, they're busy.
Yes.
And there's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to just grab something quickly.
And it's the norm to grab and go.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to teach college students what are fun foods, delicious foods, healthy foods to grab and go.
And so how do we do that? One thing we were talking about beforehand is, you know, that old college staple of ramen noodles.
Yeah.
And they're cheap.
I ate them in college.
You know, I have to say, I think I'm the only college student that never did because I think they taste awful. And my husband thinks I'm an alien because of that. But a lot of people eat them. But there are ways to make them better.
Yeah. So let's take the ramen noodle. It comes with that, you know, you boil the noodles. Mm-hmm. Comes with that little pack of sodium. Use half of it.
Yeah.
First
right.
of all,
you don't
use
need
half
all
of
it.
And then always stock your freezer full of frozen vegetables. And you can add those to the ramen noodles to really increase the nutrient content. And then some beans for protein or some tofu for protein. And now you have a complete meal.
Or even eggs.
Or eggs. Eggs are awesome for college students because they are cheap and they're a great source of protein.
Now, how do we do that, though? Because a lot of college students don't have access to a kitchen if they're living in their residence halls. Or at least, well, maybe they've changed. But when I was in college, you didn't have access necessarily to a kitchen.
Right. So... I think all college students in their dorm rooms can have microwaves. Right? Yeah.
Okay, so you can put eggs in the microwave.
You totally can put eggs in a microwave. You can put oatmeal in a microwave quick. You can put ramen noodles in a microwave.
Mm-hmm.
All these things can go in a microwave, and they're just fast on-the-go foods. And the other thing that can be put in a microwave, and you might be surprised when I say this, is leftover pizza.
Oh, well, there you go.
Pizza is not necessarily a bad food for breakfast. I mean, it's got
vegetables.
It's the right kind of pizza, right? It has vegetables on it. So that's a great breakfast food that you can grab and go.
Every college student is like, see, I'm eating healthy now. I'm going to have pizza for breakfast. But also, in all seriousness, let's talk about things like what are simple things that not just college students, but all of us can do to make changes. And simple things, because this is hard to do. It sounds mm-hmm. easy, but it can be hard.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you've got two things going on with college kids, but maybe with the population in general. Number one, they don't have cooking skills, most of them.
Yeah.
They just have grown up without cooking skills. Food is, you know, fast, and it's just our culture. And the other thing is they don't know what to put in their meals, you know, and they're in a rush all mm-hmm. the time, and which a lot of us are. So how can you have healthful foods without a lot of cooking skills, eating on the go?
And is this something that we should be looking at, you know, before we send our kids off to college?
Mm-hmm.
And because one thing that I've noticed is, you know, we talk about the energy drinks, right? I mean,
yep.
they're quick. They give you that boost, you know, or you go to a coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've noticed even in my own home, and I have a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old, is my kids wouldn't drink water for the longest time. And I was like, you need to drink water. I don't like water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, long story short, I had this epiphany. I bought a Hydro Flask I'm giving an advertisement, but I bought a Hydro Flask for my 10-year-old. And he took it to school, and this child is now drinking upwards of 3 to 4, basically, bottles of water a day at school because it's cold. And he came home, and he was like, Mom, I'm drinking so much water, mm-hmm. but it's cold.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's what it was?
The solution. Simple, easy, cheap.
Yeah.
Right? So I think when we think about going back to school, one of the, especially for freshmen, you've heard of the freshman 15.
Oh, yeah.
Freshman 15 is the first year that kids tend to gain weight, 10 to 15 pounds. And one of the things they're doing, at least I notice when I walk around on campus, is they're all consuming liquid calories. You're exactly right. They have a Starbucks coffee in their hand or an energy drink in their hand, both of which are pretty high calorie. And so why not water? What happened to water? There are refilling stations all over campus that if you have a hydro flask or another bottle that you keep in your backpack, you can fill those up all over campus.
And what is that idea? I mean, is this really true or is it a myth that a lot of times, you hear like you're not hungry, you're really thirsty. So if you feel hungry, drink some water first and wait a little while.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah, there's truth in that. Yeah, we often get those hunger and thirst signals confused. And so if you have a water bottle, even if you've got a little hunger pangs going on, but you've got a class to go to, drink some sips of water and at least we'll stave off the hunger for a little bit. You know?
And water is something that, I mean, really, it's the best thing to put in your body when it comes to what you're drinking.
And if you don't like plain water, add a little slice of lemon to your water bottle or a little bit of – there are flavors that you can add that don't necessarily add calories. So there's lots of other alternatives.
I'm speaking with Cien Safaiwe. She's an associate professor of nutrition at the University of Idaho. And we're talking about college students and learning basically how to eat right. And one of the things we know, too, is that college kids are on a budget. And a lot of people are on a budget. So how does that play into not making the best food choices?
I think a lot of college students, because they are on a budget, if they choose, for example, to meet at the cafeteria mm-hmm. or in their dorm cafeteria, they'll eat one meal a day. And they need more than one meal a day. So I think about little foods that they can stick in their backpack, like granola bars, fruit. Fruit is one of the best, grab-and-go kinds of cheap foods that you can have. And unfortunately, on some campuses, there aren't a lot of grocery stores. But BSU, you've got an Albertsons just right down the street, and it's the Cadillac of all Albertsons.
It really is, right?
Yeah.
So it's things like that, finding those options. Because of college students, I mean, you've been on a college campus mm-hmm. as a professor for quite some time, so you've seen trends happen. Has this always been the case for college students that they're making poor nutritional choices?
I think, if you would ask our parents, they would tell you no. I'm not sure that that's true or not. But our parents did have a set of cooking skills, some of them. But they also lived in the residential, housing and mm-hmm. where the food was provided to them. And now our students are living off campus or in other environments where they do have to rely on cooking. And I think that's one of the major differences. Plus, they are inundated with fast food choices, and our parents didn't. They didn't have especially the beverages. Right,
right. The beverages are what I don't remember Mm-mm. from college and even high school.
Mm-mm.
And I'm dating myself, I'm sure. But that just seems to be this whole new trend in our culture.
It is, and it's, unfortunate. I mean, liquid beverages are good if they have other nutritional value like mm-hmm. milk in them, but some of what we see out there are just pure calories from sugar.
And it might give you that boost,
right.
but you still are going to eat on top of that.
Right, yeah, and that's where the freshman 15,
So what about food delivery services then? Because, I mean, that's the thing is like there's just there are food choices nowadays that we just haven't seen in the past.
Yeah, like the delivery.
The delivery, Uber Eats.
Mm-hmm.
there's that. And there's mm-hmm. it just, and you're right about that 24-hour access to fast food. And if you don't have cooking skills.
Yeah.
That has to play a part into it.
And unfortunately, I think some kids start out with those options, and then they're midway through the semester, and they're like, oh my gosh, I've got no more money left for food. I just blew my budget, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, so, I mean, those are, you can have healthful foods by Uber Eats and having, pickup foods from healthier restaurants, but most students are on a budget.
Mm-hmm.
And
So bottom line, if a student is, you know, like, you know, in college right now, or maybe you're a parent looking at sending your kiddo off to college, give me some just quick, simple things that they should be doing.
So the college to-go box that parents should pack, right?
Yes.
Should have peanut butter in it, crackers. It should have little instant oatmeal packs in it, granola bars, nuts and seeds. Those are all the kinds of healthy foods that you can pack in that box that your student can keep in their dorm room and have them, and they don't need to be refrigerated.
And they're non-perishable.
They're non-perishable. Mm-hmm. If you want to go one step further, when you drop your child off, then you can go out and get the yogurts. Yogurts are fabulous, like quick meal. Yogurts, eggs, and then any kind of vegetables and fruit. Keep fruit on hand all the time. That doesn't need to be refrigerated.
And teach them how to use a microwave, at least.
Teach them how to use the microwave, besides for making popcorn.
I mean, yeah, right? But I mean, in all seriousness,
yeah.
I mean, teach them how to do simple things like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if not, what will happen is you have got to see people now who found these habits in college, and they are hard to break. And then we have preventable diseases.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's the problem. They put on that freshman 15, they never get it off, and maybe a sophomore 15, and, you know, you just keep going on. The other thing is they're now on, again, they're on a college campus. They have exercise facilities on college campuses. They have rec centers. Everybody should be exercising, you know, every single day, besides just walking back and forth to campus. It's free, you know?
Right.
Why are you doing it?
Yeah, go do it. Yeah. Well, I appreciate your time and the information. It's not just critical, I think, to college students, but frankly, and to our culture in general. So good tips. My guest today, CN Saifayi-Waite, Associate Professor of Nutrition and Dietetics at the University of Idaho. Hopefully we gave you some good, simple tips. Up next, a look inside the newly updated Idaho State Museum. But before we head into our break, you sent in some great questions to Want to Know Idaho about state place names, the economy, and infrastructure. They were questions that made you stop and say, what's up with that? Well, now we need your help picking a winner. Which question should Want to Know Idaho answer next? Head to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org to cast your vote. You have until midnight tonight, and it is a close race. Apparently, this is the closest race we've ever seen, so we really need you to vote.